bete shafasha. Welcome to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is, in fact, Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors, dear friends, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Soschai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, and in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Zibin David Aryeh, in memory of his father, Rabbi Yeshua Chaim Ben Shmuel. Today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored by the P4P Team Professionals for Positions. Email Mark, M-A-R-C, at p4p.team. P4P.team. This is a very special Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a special Shabbos. But this Shabbos in particular is no ordinary Shabbos. This Shabbos is what the Tzaddikim call the Shabbos Noch Shavuos, the Shabbos that follows Shavuos. And why is that special? Sfasem es chidisharim and the other Tzaddikim write, because we take the energy and the light of Shavuos. We just stood at the mountain. We just experienced the revelation. We just were handed and received the Torah anew. And we can't re-enter our life and society and the world the same. The Torah is the blueprint. The Torah is the formula, the prescription. It's the instruction manual for life, how to navigate, how to live, how to not just be people who learn Torah, but be B'nai Torah, to be molded and shaped and inspired by Torah. This is the Shabbos Noch Shavuos. And the reason it's the Shabbos Noch Shavuos is the reason that this is not just Shabbos. We don't just move on. Shavuos is not just in the rearview mirror. Shavuos is not just behind us. We didn't close the book on Shavuos. But for a week after Shavuos, the energy, the light, the experience, what we accomplished, how we were transformed by Shavuos continues. Because the halacha is that there was an obligation to bring a korban chagiga, a special sacrifice, on each yontif, Pesach, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. And if you didn't bring it the first day, you had 7 days to bring it. Tashlumen, you made up, you compensated for what you missed, what you didn't bring to begin with. That's true for Shavuos as well. Pesach and Sukkot, which are 7 days, you have all those days to make up for the korban of the first day, the Chagiga. But Shavuos too, even though it's only 1 day in Israel, 2 days outside of Israel, you also have a week after. And therefore, the fact that you could still make up and bring that korban shows that these days are pregnant with possibility. These are special days. They have opportunity. And included in them is not only the weekdays that follow, but even though the way it fell out this year, Shavuos was over last Motzei Shabbos, the 2 days in Chutz La'aretz were Friday Shabbos, last Motzei Shabbos, but still a week later, a week long, this Shabbos is the Shabbos Noch Shavuos. The Shabbos is the Shabbos after Shavuos. And that's why we read Parshas Naso. It's not a coincidence. We read and we learn and we study the longest Parsha in the Torah that has the most Medrash Rabbah, and that has the Zohar that's unusually esoteric on this Parsha. Because both the Torah Shebechsav, the written Torah, the Parsha itself, as well as the Torah Shebaalpeh, the rabbinic tradition on the Parsha, it's all unusually lengthy. Because we are continuing that experience. We're still receiving the Torah anew. We're learning it. We're diving into it. We're being transformed by it. And we're being touched with it. The Shabbos Noch Shavuos. In this parsha, Parshas Naso, we have the Birchas Kohen, and we're familiar with it. Friday night, it's the bracha we give our children. And those who are waiting and longing for children should, Mirtz Hashem, know the experience and celebrate many simchas. And we give a bracha on Friday night. A father, in some cases, a mother, put their hand or hands on their children. A halachic question, how can we do that if we're not Kohanim? But many answers are given. We put our hand on our children. And we pause on a Friday night and we say, we're not going to take the blessings in our life for granted. We're blessed to have children, to have continuity, to have a future. We're not going to just simply take that for granted, no matter what happened that week. Homework was done or not done, finals were studied for or not studied for, the room was cleaned up or a mess, whether people listened or didn't listen, doesn't matter. Come Friday night, what a blessing. And we count our blessings, literally, and we give the great blessing. We give the Birchas Kohanim that appears in our parsha, and it makes sense to give a bracha on Shabbos, because we say on Friday night, Lecha Dodi, that Shabbos kihi makor bracha. Shabbos is the source of all blessing. So if we want to have blessing in our life, then we tap into it most on Shabbos. So today, Friday, get ready. Count the blessings in your life. Look around. And whether it's your own children, or whether it's family, friends, whether it's a roof over your head, a car in your driveway, whether it's a table you can set, food to eat, whether you've been invited to someone else's home, even if right now you don't have family to be with. But there's blessing in our lives. And the way we get ready for Shabbos, which is the Makor Bracha, is on Friday to already stop and look and see and appreciate and be grateful for the Bracha in our life. You have Shabbos clothing to put on. You have a shul to daven in Shabbos. You've received an invitation. You have a table you'll be at. Then that's a reason to be grateful. That's the Bracha. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says that all 6 days of the week are blessed from the Shabbos before. Shabbos is Makor Bracha. And that's why we give a bracha on Friday night. And the greatest bracha that we have, Enkli Machzik Bracha El Shalom. And that's why Shabbos is consistent with Shalom. We say Shabbat Shalom. Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos is all about peace and harmony. The rest of the week, we conquer, we manipulate, we struggle, we achieve, we aspire. The rest of the week, we work. Shabbos, peace and harmony. We're at peace with nature. We're at peace with the world. We're at peace with the people around us. We're at peace with ourselves. And even Hashem, whom we struggle with, so to say, during the week, Shabbos, we're at peace. Shabbos is all about Shalom. It's all about peace and harmony. The Shabbos candles we light Friday night, set up those candles. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by setting up those candles with intention, with mindfulness, with presence, and with a hope that those light of those candles brings Shalom. We daven for Shalom. We light those candles. Shalom bayis, for peace and harmony in our home. All that comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. That's why we give brachas on Friday night. There are three brachas. Each one is doubled. Bracha Meshulashas. Yivarech Hashem. Yishmerech Yershem Elah. Yichunek. Each bracha is doubled. So really there are six. And then the Sfasema says, Vani Avarchem, the closing words, Vani Avarchem, God says, I will bless. That's Shabbos. So the six parts of Birchas Kohanim correspond with the 6 days of the week, says the Sfas Emes. Va'ani Avarchem is the seventh day. So the first six parts only depend on the seventh. In the same way, the brachas we want all week. You want to break through and succeed in business, health and wellness, relationships, dating, life. It all comes from Shabbos. The more we lean in, the more we marinate, the more we are transformed, the more we experience, the more we're lifted by Shabbos, the more the brachas come the next week. Shabbos is Makor Bracha. We give bracha, we get bracha, we tap into the bracha, we feel the bracha, we count our brachas all on Shabbos. That's your homework. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. This week, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by, on this Friday, getting ready in Kedusha B'liachana, get ready for Shabbos by counting your bracha. There's always things. With all that's missing, with all that we need, with all that we want, and I know it's not easy for some, and I don't mean to minimize or diminish or dismiss it. Not easy. But no matter what one's going through, they can find the bracha, look for the bracha, count the bracha, and in that experience, the harmony, the beauty of the Shabbos, especially the Shabbos of the Shabbos Noch Shavuos, continue to be mekabel the Torah, besimcha bepnimius, continue to see and feel the revelation of Hashem, continue to count our brachas, emir tashem, may they only expand and continue and grow.